T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Well, when somebody is robbing banks, right? Yeah. Hit a bank robber. Who do you call? Well, FBI comes to mind, right? Call the FBI?
Yeah.
So it's kind of alarming to learn that in addition to all their other law breaking, which we don't even have time to chronicle here, there's so much of it. The FBI, as Molly Hemingway of The Federalist just tweeted, the FBI is now robbing banks. Wait, what?
The FBI is robbing banks. Well, that's news.
Yeah, it's a great source of funding for the Department of Injustice and the FBI. Got to get money somewhere. Yep, they're robbing banks now. Literally robbing banks. This story is so unbelievable. There's a vault company, right? Safe deposit box.
Yeah.
A lot of people keep those. A lot of reason to keep safe deposit box. Safe deposit box is very normal thing to do. And a lot of people, I mean, you know, will keep precious jewelry in there. They don't want stolen. Wills, cremains in there.
Yeah.
Things like that. So there's a lot of things you keep in safe deposit boxes. Okay. If you do not want the FBI to have what is in your safe deposit box, best not keep things in a safe deposit box. Here's what they did. This is coming to us after the raid of a Beverly Hills vault company. One of the owners of said vault company, there were 1,400 safe deposit boxes, was involved in nefarious and criminal activity with drugs and drug gangs and stuff, right? This is his stuff he was doing, okay? It has absolutely nothing to do with his customers who have contracts, who purchased or rented the boxes from him, okay? No connection of any kind. It's all above board, up and up, like any other safe deposit box company, right?
Right.
No problem. So here's what the FBI did. And this is becoming a massive problem because they are increasingly taking the tack of going into courts and lying to judges under oath. This is they have falsified evidence. They lied to the FISA court. They were censured for it. They lied to the FISA court to get the ability to spy on Trump. Kleinsmith was convicted for it. He literally doctored and falsified evidence presented to the court under penalty of perjury. Perjury is a felony, carries a 5-year sentence. He's FBI, though, so he didn't go to prison. And this is beginning to happen more and more and more. So, I mean, I'm to the point where if the FBI tells me we have evidence on fill in the blank here, Trump, somebody, we got the evidence, that means nothing to me. I just assume they faked it. This is where we are with the FBI. So they faked evidence. They went to a judge to get a warrant. To search the inside of this company and specifically told the judge that the target was the owner who had had some nefarious dealings, drugs, laundering money, stuff like that. And that was it, okay? The judge was aware that there were 1,400 safe boxes that belonged to or were legally leased by people, private people, right? And the judge asks the FBI under oath, are you going to go into the safe boxes? They respond in writing, no, we are not. In other words, they lied. No, we are not. Just to make sure everything was on the up and up, when the judge issued the warrant specifically says they are not to enter any of the safe deposit boxes. The warrant does not cover them, okay? He was so concerned again, he asked them under oath, are you going to go into the boxes? No, we are not. What do you think they did?
Something tells me what you're going to tell me is they went into them.
Yeah, they robbed a bank. They stole $86 million. Cash, jewelry, and gold, cracked open every safe deposit box. And not by accident, right? Not like they're confused or something. They spent 3 days opening the boxes. And they kept them. They kept the goods. They're now being sued in a class action lawsuit by a lawyer with the Institute for Justice on behalf of 400 of the people. And what the FBI did here was so outrageous. They not only kept the money, that was only the beginning. They made video and photo records of customers' most sensitive documents, their pay stubs, their password lists, their credit cards, their prenuptial agreements, their immigration and vaccination records, their bank statements. They even took remains, human remains, from one box and cremated them.
Sounds almost like how the Grinch stole Christmas.
It's unbelievable. And if you want, they then began investigations of these people who, again, have no provable connection to the owners.
And that would be an illegal search and seizure to begin with.
Yeah,
and anything about that would be inadmissible in any other regular court in a non-banana republic country.
It gets worse. Two of the people, Jennifer and Paul Snitko, had backup hard drives, wills, Paul's flight log. They went into the hard drives. They say they kept their valuables in a vault because they live in a fire-prone area. It's California, so they let everything burn there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the FBI would not give them back the contents of their vault unless they signed papers submitting to an investigation. Turning over further passwords to their accounts. Again, they lied to the judge in writing under oath when they said, we have no intention of going into the boxes. And they did just that despite the judge writing right there in a warrant, you cannot enter the boxes. They have nothing to do with you or your suspect.
Good grief. This, you know, you don't want to believe stuff like this can happen in your country.
It's happening right in front of our face. It's just one outrage. It's day after day. Every day there's a new outrage from them. And what I wonder here is if what they're doing is looking for a new way to fund an expansion of the FBI by just simply scooping up private property and taking it.
Well, why do they need to do that? They usually have no problem getting money out of Congress for this.
I know.
All of that without a warrant. And of course, it makes you question our very institutions, doesn't it, Tara?
Yeah. Now, here's how bad this gets, okay? This was in 2021. This is June 2021. 3 months after the raid, word gets back to the judge. He's pretty pissed. He issued a temporary restraining order. Of course, as you know, court orders mean nothing to the FBI. Neither does lying under oath. U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner issued a temporary restraining order, stopping the FBI's attempt to keep the property it seized from the boxes. They were supposed to return it. And what do you think they did?
Oh, I'm sure nothing's happened.
No, they just kept it. Scaffed off the judge. Okay. So this is how they operate now. Court rulings mean nothing. Laws mean nothing. Criminal statutes against perjury mean nothing.
It's a dangerous precedent.
I like everything else they do. By the way, the good news with the FBI, because for so many years we've been saying, you know, where are the good FBI agents, right? And look, to an extent I get it, these people are scared to death. They will wreck you. I mean, we're talking about people who will lie under oath, falsify evidence. I mean, you turn whistleblower, good God knows what they'll frame you for, right? I mean, that's just what they did to Trump. If they do it to Trump, they're going to do it to whistleblower. I mean, it takes an incredible amount of courage to come out. And so I understand to some extent why you wouldn't, because these people are so utterly lawless. But here's the good news. You know, we have the FBI, 14 whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 30 more additional, according to the New York Post today, ex-FBI agents have now come out by name to stand up and support the whistleblowers and saying the agency is being lost to political violence, persecution and illegality.
And where have you heard that coming from?
Right, Trump?
Here. Well, right here, too.
This is Ernie Tibaldi writing for the group. Of former agents, it's time to stop the FBI from being the enforcer of a political party's ideology. Those are tough words. He's a retired agent from San Francisco. And again, they're backing these whistleblowers and going, yes, we saw this. It's bad. We need to reestablish the FBI as an apolitical and independent law enforcement entity that it always was.
couldn't agree more. I mean, that's and, you know, the FBI, which it just cannot be a political persecution wing of the party in power. But the problem is, it's not the party in power. It's always on one side.
Yeah. And keep in mind, they're censoring social media now. We know that for a fact. They're persecuting people who criticize them on social media. And not in a violent way, in a normal, very First Amendment-oriented way that we've always been able to do until now. Okay, now here's where it gets interesting. Facebook censored FBI whistleblower Stephen Friend's wife. Did you hear about this?
No.
They took down her post, and they canceled her messages because she was trying to advocate for him. Keep in mind, the FBI, I guess, apparently still has control over social media. And so that was the last straw for Terry Turchie. He's another one of those 30, former deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division. He describes Friend, the FBI whistleblower, as a model example of what FBI agents nationwide should be. And this is very interesting. He was talking about how they're beginning to use these, you know, these SWAT raids, the shock and awe of it. They call the CNN van so they can film your destruction as they show up at your house.
Yeah, just ask Roger Stone about that.
Yeah, or if you're a, God forbid, pro-life activist, they do a 30-agent raid on you. Listen to what he said. He said, listen, I was one of the team that did, that took down the Unabomber. We went to go get him, okay? He said, we didn't use a SWAT team on the Unabomber. He's a bomber, okay? He said, no real FBI agent would defend the position of using SWAT teams to arrest nonviolent senior citizens and others with political opinions not currently tolerated. He said he was 30 years in the FBI, 25 years in SWAT. He said he can count on one hand the times they ever used a raid. And he said it was for the absolute most violent of and deadly of criminals. And again, even the Unabomber didn't qualify. And now it's a raid all the time. It's a raid of Mar-a-Lago, pro-life activist. And he's saying it's got to stop. This is becoming an instrument of terror, the pre-dawn raid.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.